Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Oh my God.
It's back.
Holy smokes. This week on the T-Bone Speaks podcast, we are going to dive into the last few weeks in my office.
T-Bone has been recovering from a sleepy T-Bone.
I'm recovering. Holy smokes. You can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about this week. So let me turn it over to Meredith, and she's going to give you the 3D Dentist's update.
Well, before we get started, I do have a review for this week. So if you haven't left us a review, or if you have another fake account, you can leave us one on that one too. So this is 5 stars.
Is that called catfishing?
No, no, no. That's when you post pictures and you don't look like the picture.
Is it ghosting?
No, ghosting's when you just don't respond.
Whatever. Clearly, I don't know. Just go back to what you're doing.
So 5 stars, highly recommend. One of the best podcasts in dentistry to listen to. Great advice that has been very beneficial to my everyday practice. I've been to a couple of their CE courses as well. Ooh. Hashtag 3D Dentist. He didn't put that, but money well spent. T-Bone is one of the people I highly respect in dentistry. He knows how to run the dental world and shares it with others freely.
You may not believe that after this week's episode. Oh, my God. So, Meredith, what are we going to talk about this week? Anything else? So, are we got any classes that we want to promote while we're at it?
Well, we have a couple good ones coming up.
How about this? Just go to 3D-dentist.com. Please support us. We're having a good year despite COVID, but we want to do better.
Yeah.
And please, actually, you know what? After these last 2 weeks, I need you to come to 3D Dentist.
So hang out with us.
So I can get out of the office, God's sakes.
Get out of this funk. So we have oral sedation November 6th and 7th. And we have 3D printing December 11th and 12th or something like that.
And we're going to do sleep implementation, which is live in person is sold out, but
we'll do a live stream version.
Yeah, we'll do a live stream.
And then there's always the online course you can just do on your own time if you'd like that as well.
Yeah, we'd love to sell you that.
So T-Bone went to a sedation course, IV sedation,
which we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was very tired. I mean, that was 5 days of 12-hour days, you know.
It was 4 days of 12-hour days.
Yeah. Okay. So he gets back Sunday and he texts me and says, I can't work out in the morning. You know, we go work out every morning, 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
Not every morning.
I was doing great.
We were doing really good.
I've missed the last 3 weeks,
and
though.
And then two.
No, three, because the week of sedation.
Oh, right. You were
gone. Missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, I have to be at the office at 6:45. And I'm like, okay. All right, I'll meet you there. And I didn't realize that. I mean, I put two and two together that Dr. Fizo was going to be out.
Yeah. And then it turned into 2 weeks of being out.
Yeah. Not COVID.
No.
Family issues.
Just not feeling great, but whatever. But not COVID. We tested him twice. Right.
So you put two and two together, ended up being 2 weeks.
Yeah. Man.
And you really realize how that associate is, and you preach on getting an associate and getting an associate. Do you wonder how these people do it without one?
Man, oh man. But look, at the end of the day, we're going to get into this, and I'm going to rant a little bit. I want to share. You know, I want you guys to feel good about yourself. Understand that, you know, I have plenty of problems myself. But in the end, these are all rich people problems.
And rich, cranky. Actually, somebody was cranky.
These are rich dentist problems, right? Or first world problems.
Yeah, first world problems.
First world dentistry problems is probably what this is.
So 2 weeks of solo doctor dentistry, but you kind of had, your schedule wasn't prepared for a solo.
We'll talk about your
schedule when we get there.
None of it was prepared.
So what did you learn about yourself in this 2 weeks
span? Oh my God. That I have become a diva.
You've been pampered.
100%.
And then I was gone the second week, so I don't even know if anyone fed you, gave you water. I mean, I hope so. I texted them, like, checking on you, asking, did anybody feed him today? I'm in Key West, and I'm like, did anybody feed T-Bone today?
They're going to think I'm helpless. They're going to think I'm, like, legit diva where I walk around and people have to hand me stuff. I'm just a diva.
It's not. We just want to make sure. You just won't eat, and we just want to make
Nobody believes that's seen me.
I know.
They won't believe that. No,
but you get in the mode when you're working and you don't even.
And then I get hangry.
Yeah. And we have to deal with it. So we choose to feed you. We don't have to deal with it.
Well, listen, let's talk about this food issue real quick. It is all my mom's fault. Okay.
We know that, but.
No,
but did they feed you good food or bad food? Bad food.
But it's all my mom's fault.
Okay.
Okay. My food issues are my mom's fault.
All right.
Number one, my mom spoiled me.
Okay.
She made me only what I wanted to eat, never made me eat anything I didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
And I never ate cold food, and I never ate rewarmed food.
Okay.
Growing up. So, I mean, I don't know what, I mean, it's, I refuse to heat up my own food. And I refuse to eat leftovers. I know I eat leftovers because people don't tell me they're leftovers.
And here we go with our first world problems.
So here's what I learned about myself. Okay. I'm a diva. I am not cut out anymore to run real dentistry. Okay. I don't consider what I do anymore real dentistry.
General dentistry.
Yeah.
You're not cut out for the day of a general.
Not 2 weeks straight.
I'm pretty sure people work 52 weeks straight.
No, man. There's something not right with them. I'm not cut out for it. I have.
Do you think the time off on COVID kind of got you out of dentistry shape? I heard a lot of people say that. Do you think you were out of it before that?
No, I think.
It's just different.
I think I am mentally out of general dentistry shape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in shape, okay, but I'm not physically.
We're working on the shape.
I'm physically able to work. I mean, work, how about this? Working is not my problem.
Right.
Doing the work is not my problem. It is dealing with two plus hygienists, limited exams.
Column of overflow.
Sleep column, ortho column. And the dentist column, it was too much. And it's plain and simple, it's too much. It's unreasonable.
You're very used to your one column of dentistry.
Yeah. So my normal day-to-day workflow is, so when I'm in the office, we have three hygienists, okay? And I'll typically check one of the hygienists, and I'll do my column, and I'll do my sleep follow-up, and I'll do my ortho follow-ups. So that's my typical day when I'm working. And so that what that allows me to do is it allows me to get to do my dentistry. I sit down, I do it, and I typically don't have to get up in the middle of my procedure. I get up when I'm done. So when I do my surgical cases or whatever it is, and when I say surgical case, that's an extraction graft or that's an implant or, you know, sometimes a little bit more complicated stuff. But I don't have to worry about, like, oh, man, do I got to go check two hygienists or whatever it is. And so I was already tired from the sedation week, training week.
It was not the time. It was not the week to.
No, it wasn't necessarily the week. And then, Yeah, it wasn't the week. It started off not the week, but I was in the beginning, I was like, it's probably a few days. It's no big deal. Right. Especially when his first COVID test came back negative. And I was like, all right, it's going to be fine. And then I think Pisa did it to punish me.
He wanted you to see two weeks in his life. Yeah,
That's not in his life because he doesn't do the ortho column or the sleep column. And yeah, I mean.
So you learned about this. Over these 2 weeks, you learned that you're out of general dentistry shape.
Mentally.
You learned you're out of shape.
Physically.
Just out of shape.
I would come.
And you didn't need this 2 weeks to learn that.
No, actually,
you were getting in shape. We were doing really good. You were doing really good at F45.
Yeah, dude. I was going 3-4 times a week. Yeah. I mean, I was enjoying it. Yeah. I finally said, I'll do the cardio classes too.
I know.
I mean, like on my own, I was like, all right, we'll go to those. I was like, all right.
I was like, on a Monday. You want to go on a Monday? Okay. Yeah. And then you learned you were a diva.
Yeah, I'm a diva.
Yeah.
Maybe
a little dramatic?
100%. I'm drama queen.
Okay.
I'm a drama king.
All right. Everybody get this.
I'm a drama king. No question about it.
I'm the dramatic one.
Yeah, you're a drama. You're pure drama. I'm a drama king. Okay. But no. I mean, I lost my mood and temper at least once a day. And listen, it's a confluence of events. So Pisa was gone. So guess who took his computer in my office? Michelle did.
Yeah.
So every time I'd go back to my office to get a break, there would be Megan and Michelle sitting in there. I'm like, God, and they'd ask me questions.
I know.
You know, and there are times I just wanted to break. I just wanted to.
I know. That door would be closed. I would see that door closed and I would be like, is there a meeting going on? I just want to say, hey.
And then I go in there with the mindset like, okay, I got to do this lab slip. And I get sit down and hey, I got a quick question. I'm like, oh, what did I come in here to do?
That's how I feel every day at the office. Hey, Meredith, we're out of toilet paper. Hey, Meredith, something's leaking. So I'm like, oh, I got a text message. Somebody asking me if we had something to dust the blinds. I was like, I don't know.
Don't we have cleaners?
I actually have a job, and I guarantee you my job is more important than finding a duster.
Speaking of which, my septic tank thing is buzzing again. Dude, what is going on with that? My life is falling apart.
All right, Drama King. So you learned this stuff about yourself.
Yes.
What did you learn about your practice, most importantly?
Well,
so let's go back a little bit. You usually are in the office 3 days
hours
a week. Over 3 days. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to 4.
With a lunch.
We got to make sure a big boy eats.
No, but listen, look, I'm joking about it.
You've built it to that.
No, right. And so let's get serious for a moment here. Okay. I joke about the fact that I'm only there 15 hours a week. But frankly speaking, I've earned that right, because I've worked my ass off for 20 years, and I'm doing the production of half the office
in those hours.
In those 15 to 20, because I end up coming a little bit more, 15 to 20 hours a week. And I've put my time in, I've put the effort in, I've taken the risk, I've invested in the technology, I've invested in the team members. You know, I've done all those things.
Right.
So frankly speaking, I think I deserve all the luxuries I have dentally in life. And so to get thrown into this mix, I wasn't prepared for it.
Right.
And again, I didn't mind the quote unquote long days.
Right. A normal day.
From 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Which,
you know, but we ended up staying late. I ended up working through lunch almost every day, which again, not a big deal. But what I was most, I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the...
What you thought was running when you weren't there.
How I thought it was running.
Yeah.
So I want to be clear, because I know some of our team members listen, okay? We have a very good dental team.
Amazing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay? It is, they're phenomenal people. They are smart. They are at a very high level. Every single one of them. Okay? Very high level. Okay. So I'm nitpicking, but my problem in life in general is that I can't accept less than excellence.
I was going to say your expectations.
Yeah. It's, I can't do it. Yeah. Dude, we had our best month in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great month in September, and, despite all the good stuff, I can't stop
focusing on what's not right by my standards, and I'm fixated on it. And I think one of the benefits of me working 15 hours a week and still taking a week off every month on top of that is that out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
And so many of the things that I had implemented into the practice over the first 15 years weren't in place anymore. And that's a direct fault on me. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is not a fault of anybody else. You know, for the first 15 years of my practice, I was very heavily involved in everything. And then the last 5 years, I've kind of scooted out a little bit and led things to other people. And when they had suggestions, say, oh, that sounds great. And I would abdicate a little bit, not delegate. And it's showing itself now. And it's not the fault of any of my team members, okay? There are some things that are their fault, okay? No question about it. But though, in the scheme of things, those are mistakes that happen. Mm-hmm. Just bottom line, they happen. And I am, generally speaking, nitpicking on a few things. Let me give you an example, okay? Because somebody probably think, like, what is he talking about, okay? Just these are the little things that this should drive me nuts. So I'm number one, I'm gone next week, correct?
Right. Yeah.
By the way, how long am I gone next week for? How long has that been on the schedule that I'm out that next week?
Oh, 6 months at least. I mean, since last year, we know that week, but
it's been on the schedule. We knew the weekend I was gone. But
so it's been on the schedule since August.
Okay, so at least 2 months.
At least.
There's still my patients on the schedule for next week. Right?
Yeah.
So that's one issue, right?
Right.
And then yesterday, which is 3 days out from next week, Whitney comes to me and goes, there's so-and-so's on the schedule for next week. I know we need to move them, but there's nothing attached to the schedule. And then there's nothing treatment planned in the chart.
So it's just patient.
But it's a 2.5-hour block.
Oh.
But it's written in the notes what we're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm supposed to do... two implants and a crown.
Right.
So two implants and a crown.
No finances are set up or anything.
Let's pretend the patient's prepaid.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend. Okay. But basically, let the finances are taken care of.
Yeah.
The notes say what I'm supposed to do. The appointment has it written in there, but it's not treatment planned in the chart, and it's not attached
services
to the schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means in the hygiene exam, and I remember exactly who I did this with, the hygiene exam, I remember exactly what I said, hey, I need 2.5 hours for this or 2 hours or whatever it is, and blah, blah, blah. I know that person just plain and simple forgot to treatment plan it.
Mm-hmm.
And then made the appointment and didn't attach the services. And now I know why, because they're not treatment planned.
Yeah, they weren't there.
But that didn't ring a bell for them.
Yeah.
And then Liz had taken my implant records for me. So she took the 3D and the CEREC scan. And then nobody wrote it on my implant board that I needed to make a guide.
So it was no guides made it.
No implants.
You're not even going to be here, so it doesn't matter.
And so I'm like, so wait a minute. This is like a cluster F, right? It's just one example, okay?
Yeah.
And so I'm like thinking to myself, wait a minute, 3 people touched this patient.
Right. Almost like too many hands in the pot.
But that's probably what it is, right?
Yeah.
A hygienist touched the patient, Liz touched the patient, and my assistant is supposed to know which cases we have for at least a week or two in advance.
An implant
coordinator. So that way we have the guides and the parts and everything. You know, parts aren't an issue. We have so much stuff, right? But we need a guide. And so I'm like.
But in a normal world, you would need to order the parts and pieces.
Yeah, so I'm like, so if I happen not to be leaving next week.
You would have a 2.5-hour opening.
No, I would have 2 days.
Right, to rush and get it all made.
Right, and by the way, I got it done that day. I went ahead and said, you know what, let me just go ahead and get it done because I know life's going to get in the way. I've got 30 minutes now to get it done. Which, by the way, you know, that shows you where technology and our level of integration with this stuff is. And if you're not at that level, consider some of our training programs at 3D Dentists. I got to build that commercial in. So anyway, it drove me nuts. Okay. And so again, it's not an indictment of my team members. It's an indictment of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That I'm not.
And the system's falling.
That I'm not holding people accountable. on the day. I'm holding people. It's amazing. I hold people accountable for some things, and then I let these things slide until they get in the way. And then I'm holding everybody.
Yeah.
Now the whiteboards are full in my room, you know, so now I know, because now I'm getting back into control freak mode.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I need to know what cases are coming up. I need to know for the next month, next 2 months, what's coming up, blah, 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 blah. And So that's a good. Did I beat that horse to dead?
Yeah, yeah. You learned that your practice, the systems were.
Yeah, and again,
systems you had put into place many years ago.
Yeah.
Were floating by for the time being, and being there more.
Well, it's interesting. The business systems were doing pretty well
because
I had been focusing on those. But then some of the clinical workflow. What I didn't say that this I have bailed it out every single time without knowing it, because, you know, everything
just kind of goes.
Well, everything worked out because I got plenty of time. I'm only working 15 to 20 hours a week. I've got, you know, an hour for lunch. I've got some extra time after work.
Oh, I'm we able need to get a patient and I could do it. I could do it Thursday.
All these things happen. Right. Suddenly,
when you're working Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, there is no squeezing an extra person.
No, right. None of that stuff. So that ability to bail things out reared its ugly head.
Yeah.
And so that shows me something, right? Mm-hmm. So it's okay. It's part of, you know, one, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed by it. I'm embarrassed that I have to mention it. But I also know that that we're all no better.
Yeah.
Okay, that this happens in all of our practices. And those of us that don't think it happens in our practice, you're lying to yourself. You just don't know it's happening.
Yeah.
Just like I didn't know that was happening.
Right.
So that the good news is the team took it pretty well. And then I lost my temper this morning at morning meeting, and I used the F-bomb and multiple times. But that had to do with another breakdown. So Meredith, I don't know if you know this answer, but let's see.
Okay.
If you call the office and make an appointment, there's two pieces of information a team member needs to give to the patient. What would those two pieces of information be?
That they need to give to the patient, or that they need to get from the patient?
No, give to the patient. How long they're going to be here, what to expect at their visit, and how much the visit costs.
Right.
Okay, so this morning and now I'm on a warpath, right?
Right.
So this morning we have a limited exam on. And I see the patient, and there's a note on it, and I go, so did we tell this patient how long they're going to be here and what to expect for today's visit? No. Did we tell the patient how much a limited exam and x-ray costs? Well, they have insurance. What if the insurance is expired or doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Does the patient know that there's a fee associated with this? No. And so then I got a little thing.
Then it's another one of these rants, right?
Yeah, basically that's what happened. I said, morning meeting's done. That's literally
everybody,
I said,
to your spots.
No. I said, morning meeting's done. I'm going to talk now.
Oh, okay.
And then I just talk. And look, I love my team.
Of course. Yeah.
No, I really do.
I
mean, I know sometimes they feel like I don't, or, you
no,
know, I'm
know
hard on
them.
But I love them. I love all of them. They work hard. I'd like them to work a little smarter sometimes, but they work hard. They're dedicated. They're there. So I don't want to get too hard on them. I'm really mad at myself, to be quite honest with you.
Well, being who you are and what you preach, practicing what you preach with your procedure limitations and how you don't do fillings and...
Oh, another thing. I'm sorry. So Kelsey just started September, 4th or something, right?
No, 7th. Yeah, 4th.
She came to the beach.
Yeah,
she came to our team retreat.
We brought her to the team retreat the first day. She rode down to the beach with me on her first day.
So I looked at her this morning, and she's talking to me afterwards.
And she's still here. Let's add that.
I think she's trying to calm me down or get a better understanding of what's going on. And Kelsey's a practice administrator, office manager, whatever the hell you want to call him. So I look at her, and Kelsey, I go to her, I say, I'm disappointed in you too. I go, Kelsey, because I'm supposed to be off the month of October, correct?
Right, except for Wednesdays.
I'm allowed to work Wednesday each week in the month of October, and I'm gone next week. And I go, Kelsey, how long have you known I'm supposed to be out of town for the month of October? And she goes, the day I started, I was told. I go, then why do we still have 3 hygiene days?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Right, because in the state of North Carolina, you can only have two hygienists.
I'm like, why do we have three hygienists scheduled some of these days? Get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of those. We got to figure it out. And I said, now we're doing it last minute. I mean, it's October 1st.
Right.
You know, so anyway, but that's okay. Kelsey's phenomenal. She has a great demeanor. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited to have her on board. Yeah, I ask her every day, do you think I'm crazy? And do you wish you didn't take this job?
You asked her today if she was sleepy, if working here has made her sleepy. You're like, I think we work really hard here. Everybody's really sleepy. We all have sleep apnea. Okay, I don't have sleep apnea, so let me just add that.
Have you been? When's the last time you tested yourself?
Like last year, me and Taylor did last it together.
Last year.
He was a 29 and I was a 0. Did we make
him a device?
No.
Why?
Because he needs to get his tonsils out.
Still, he needs a device.
I know. Okay, so.
Oh my God. More failures.
So we're talking about your procedure limitations. How did you do? Because technically Thursdays and Fridays, you're not scheduled.
And 7 to 10, I'm not scheduled.
Right. So you were seeing Dr. Fiza's patients. But how did you feel about that?
No, I was there to cover the entire office. And so what I told them was that Megan, you know, Megan, how much pushback she gave me. She's like, so this patient's been rescheduled twice. I'm like, what do they need? They need a quadrant of films. They're not doing it. Just not doing it. I said, you just pretend I don't. I said, what would you do if I literally didn't know how to do films?
Yeah. They said, like, well, people can't do root canals.
Yeah. Like what would you do? They were like, yeah, we wouldn't see the patient. I'm like, well, just pretend I don't know how. I mean, and Megan, God bless her and love her. Okay.
Yeah.
Love Megan.
She's you do know how. I know you know how. Right.
But I had to stick to my guns.
Yeah.
Because I knew if I said yes to one, that
in 6 weeks, you'd still be seeing these films. But they were from those 2 weeks.
I know. And so you know what? Beautiful. Day one, I said, I'm not doing fillings. They didn't ask me again.
Yeah.
But I promise you, if I said yes, I would have been doing lots of fillings.
Yeah.
So whatever.
But did they add extra patients in?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
because you were trying to cover some of these patients.
Yeah, of course. Look, there were patients that were in pain that needed things done. Yeah. Absolutely. We had some, I did some fillings, don't get me wrong. I didn't do quadrants.
We're kind of joking about the fillings.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not doing quadrants of fillings. If the patient had one or two fillings, I did it.
Right.
But if they try to give me a patient that had like MODO, MODDO, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why he's doing that.
Yeah.
Like, why are we treatment planning that? So,
how did this affect outside of dentistry?
My whole life fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very regimented person.
We missed a podcast, first of all.
Yeah, which really upset me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not, this 2 weeks didn't cause, we missed the podcast because we weren't prepared months.
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks, like
we
4 weeks ago.
We actually have them now. We're good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. We missed an episode.
Yeah.
Which drives me nuts. And then I was in a groove going to the gym. We were going every, you know, three, four times a week at 7 in the morning for like a legit workout, not my 20-minute walk.
Right.
20-minute mile walk.
Yeah. Our pace was 20 minutes. No, we got into the 19s, okay?
I think we got down to 1930 once.
And then I like send him a picture. I'm walking the next day. I'm like 16 minute mile. He's like, what? How do you do that? I'm walking.
And then so I tried it. I tried it. I was like, I can't keep it up. I can't keep
Even
it
when
up.
Your brother came to visit, he was like, I can't walk this slow.
I know. And he's got a bum leg.
And he was lapping us in the cul-de-sacs.
So it's first world problems.
Exhausting, right?
No, I don't know what to do.
I'll say this. I brought you a coffee one time, and I think you texted me like after the first week, you know, hey, are you okay? I haven't really seen you. And I was like, yeah, I just tried not to add to your plate. You know, I would just slip food in and leave. And I think one time I left a coffee and came back like 30 minutes later, and I was like, oh, I brought you a coffee. And another girl's like, yeah, it was a venti iced coffee, and you drink it in one sip.
I just took the straw and it was like a Coke to me.
That's not how that works.
So, oh.
That was the one day I needed you to work with me after work. So I wanted to make sure you were caffeinated.
But listen, again, I want to give some perspective to all of this. This is the yeah, but moment. Look. I'm trying to balance two businesses.
Right.
I'm trying to balance my dental practice, 3D dentist. So when I say I work 15 to 20 hours, that's my clinical time.
Yeah. Right.
Then there's the time actually, you know, as the owner of the business. And then there's the time where I'm running 3D, which is, you know, we're back up and running, and it takes time. And we've got live patient programs. So I'm, you know, planning out things. We've got online programs that I'm, you know, trying to get the courses up, and we've just got a lot going on.
Right. And I mean, we do have a coaching program starting in January. So. But think about the time you spend, all the people. I mean, you get back to everyone. Emails, Facebook messages, Instagrams, the mentorship, the calls. I mean, constantly people are just bouncing ideas. Even if you're not, you know, giving them advice, they're just bouncing ideas off of you constantly. And the time you spend doing that, you don't even realize it. Because most of them become your friends, but
and then Megan, I love Megan. Okay, right. I think she does this to push my buttons. Then so last Friday we had our live stream, right?
Right.
She's like, so what time is your class start? I'm like 9 o'clock. She goes, so can you see a follow up at 8 o'clock? I'm like, no, the live stream's at my house. She goes, but yeah, it's a 15-minute drive.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
But we had to set it all.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then what was it? Last Thursday, I had to record some stuff in the afternoon. Yeah. I saw patients until 1, recorded a few things, and then went back and saw a patient at 5. So anyway, so how did it affect my life? Number one, I didn't get to go to the gym, okay, which number one is not good for my health. Number two.
I think mental clarity cranks
me up. Mm-hmm. Like not going to the gym. Boy, yeah. I was cranky and more tired. Mm-hmm. And then it affected my family life. I literally came home and I would hit the couch about 5:30. And then I think I'd be sleeping by 7 o'clock, and I'd wake up at 11 o'clock and I'm drooling on the couch and I'm like, where is everybody? And then I'm mad at my family. I'm literally mad at Mona. I'm like, why did you let me sleep on the couch? Like, why did you? Because it's uncomfortable. I don't have my sleep device. And then my throat hurts and I got reflux. And then I wake up crabby in the morning because I'm not used to waking up at 5 a.m. and getting out of bed to get ready, because it takes me an hour to get ready because I got to spend 30 to 40 minutes doing computer work, emailing, and doing all of that. So I've just got to get my inbox clean. And
Well,
first world problems.
Right. Before we wrap up this rant of T-Bone's life, did you get any good berries?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training, Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into full arch implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-on-X fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish. guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3ddentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
You know what? I did not have a single moment to get ice cream.
That is amazing. See, look what happens when you stay busy.
No, it's because I fell asleep.
Yeah, that's good. If you sleep, you can't
eat
ice cream.
How did I go 2 weeks without eating ice cream?
I know. That's good. I'm sure you guys had it in Lexington.
Oh, Lexington. Yeah, that's 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, we had ice cream almost every day there.
I'm sure.
If you're in Lexington, you need to go to Crank and Barrel or Crank and Boom. Crank Boom. It's an ice cream place. So good. So good.
All right. Well, what are some other good news? Let's talk good stuff in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. The good news is I made a decision to go out of network with MetLife completely as an office. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that have been with the podcast for years, you know that 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I personally dropped MetLife as a MetLife in-network provider, but kept the practice in as an in-network provider. But we signed and mailed.
Stamped and licked it.
And
gave him a little extra spit.
Yes.
COVID free.
By the time he gets it, it'll be COVID free.
I know. I feel like we shouldn't be licking things anymore nowadays.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, you can't blow out candles.
That wouldn't be good. So,
and then eat the cake, although you would probably risk COVID for the cake.
So I sent the letter saying that our practice is going to be out of MetLife as an in-network provider. So that's good news. Mm-hmm. And the good news also is that the team has accepted the challenge to, because they want to get back to the way it was, because I think they don't like the relative
chaos.
Look, it's all relative.
Right.
Like, you know,
we're used to very streamlined.
I bet you money that if somebody else came to our office and spent a day with us any of these last 2 weeks,
right,
they'd be like, God, your office is, I promise you, right, they would say, your office is
so well. One thing you said to me when I worked in the office after a couple years, you said, this is my first job out of college. I was an intern. You were like, you have to go work somewhere else. Yeah. And I was like, are you firing me? And you're like, no, but you have to go work somewhere else. Where do you want to go? I was like, I don't want to go anywhere else. You're like, yeah, but you need to see something else because this is not normal.
Yeah.
You know, everything was so streamlined.
Well, again, to the out, generally speaking, but right. I am just
nitpicking.
At the team meeting this morning, I lost my temper and I said, listen, I demand excellence. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways to deal with this. One, you figure out a way for me not to have to be here, mm-hmm, or you figure out a way for you not to be here.
To be excellent. or you be excellent.
Or just be excellent. I mean, and so I said that those are the choices we got.
So what did they say? They were going to figure out how not to get you there.
Were they texting?
The funny thing is Dr. Fiza came back today at noon. So yeah. Were they texting him saying, please come back? We're begging you?
No, I don't know.
No,
Mona took care of that because I need
part
to get
of the
some
plan.
Stuff done.
Yeah.
And then I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow. So, yeah. So
yeah, well, that's another good thing is we had a live stream of your next course.
Yeah. For those of you that want to implement case acceptance and understand the process that we're using in our practice and how as a PPO environment. I got some other bad news.
Hold on, let's finish this. This will be available as an on-demand course very soon, maybe in a month or so.
Probably by the time this comes out, the industry will get it. If not, just pay for it in advance. I need the money.
Yeah.
Clearly, I don't want to go to work anymore.
More bad news. But then we're going to have good news.
It's bad / good news.
Okay.
So we had a patient come in, wanted a second opinion that bought the treatment plan with them. Mm-hmm. And I typically don't like to look at the treatment plan because I don't want it to bias me in terms of diagnosis, right? But I looked at the treatment plan, and I didn't care about what procedures. I looked at the fees. And I was like, man, I am cheap.
Cheap. Yeah.
Cheap. Not even like low. I'm not even like
on 10%, 20%. You're like cheap. Way down.
Cheap.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
And yeah. In the same area too.
The dude down the street from me.
Yeah.
And I have everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have the best of the best. Best equipment, best technology, best team members, best facility. I don't want to say best. Great. We have very good everything. Good materials and everything. And look, I make a very good living. An unbelievable living. So, but I also want to get paid what I'm worth.
Right.
I want people to value what I'm doing. So another piece of good news is we decided to raise our fees.
Right.
And I just, and Kelsey was, I put Kelsey in charge of it. And she said, well, when you want to sit down, I said, just pick the number, at least 80% or more, and put it in. I don't care anymore. I'm going to, because every time you ask me, like, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't charge. Just keep me out of it. Just put the number in. What you think we're worth, put it in there. And I promise you, because here's what was happening. We were having insurance companies accept our fee.
Yeah. Like with new patient exams.
My fee was within their UCR. Yeah. So that's bad news, isn't it?
I had noticed that.
Yeah.
Over a year ago.
Yeah. So we all have problems.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm doing. It just means that I'm willing to speak to them. And I think that's what makes our coaching programs, the mastermind and the coaching program that I'm doing, I think that's what makes them
real,
is that I am dealing, have dealt with. It's one thing to have somebody coach you that, quote unquote, has never really or has everything perfect, because this is impossible.
Yeah.
And then it's another thing to get coaching from somebody who's never lived it.
Right.
You know, I've lived it, I'm living it, and I will live it. And because I'm just not going to stop. I want to give it 5 to 10 more years in dentistry. And
but not as a solo doctor.
No
practice.
Chance. Zero chance. I let me, for my dental students listening, and for my young dentists early in practice listening, you should not practice dentistry alone. Absolutely not. We are living in a time where no one, including my generation dentists, no one should be practicing dentistry alone in 2020 and beyond. No one. And there's no reason to. There's just no reason to. But the beauty of dentistry is make it what you want, man. Yeah. It's phenomenal. I make a great living working 15 to 20 hours a week in the chair. And I can't really complain too much, but I just spent how much ever time this was complaining. So thank you, everybody. I hope I made your drive to or from work or your walk. Hopefully you're doing better than a 20-minute walk.
I was
going to
say your stair step in. I mean, I'm hoping they were doing more than a walk.
I hope that, movement is important. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for your support. And thank you for your support of 3D Dentists. If you're looking for great education, you love our podcast, you want to support what we do, you want to come hang out.
We can go on a walk. We can go get ice cream.
Yeah, listen, man.
When you guys come visit for the courses, we'll go walking.
You can ask Meredith for the VIP experience where you get to stay at the in the 3D dorm.
That's not an option, but you can go walking and get ice cream with us.
Everybody have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.